Yesterday, Tom and Kevin gave a comprehensive review of Governor Noem's Second Century Initiatives and all the components therein. And upon working on those initiatives, the department had a discussion about how to try to make those initiatives the most successful that we can. And in doing so, an element in order to do that would be to modify existing administrative rule, which prohibits the use of traps, snares, and other types of equipment that people would use to attach traps. Currently in rule, they have to be removed on public lands and improved road right-of-ways prior to May 1. And you'll see here the change from last year to that administrative rule is we'd like to modify that to extend that through August 31 to again allow people to use those public lands, get outside and enjoy trapping, and make that initiative successful. We also talked at the last meeting about requiring that equipment, if it's going to be out there, would need to be actively being checked. And upon closer examination here within the last 30 days, we talked about it and felt that by including that would actually be redundant in administrative rules, since we already have several rules that deal with trap check requirements. Currently administrative rule, it's 48 hours east of the river, 72 hours west of the river, and we really wouldn't need that component to be modified. So you'll see there the recommended change from proposals would be to remove item number 2 above, again simply because we feel that would be redundant. With that, I would ask if you would, if it's your pleasure, to amend that finalization to remove number 2 and then ultimately pass the amended finalization, and be happy to answer any questions.
Questions?
Move to amend.
Oh, is there a second? Second. Any discussion on the move on the motion to amend? If not, all in favor of that motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? So we've amended it. Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Commissioner Jensen. Commissioner Phillips here. In light of the discussion we've had over the past year about snares, you know, we went through the snare issue at length. We are now modifying existing rule to allow snares in road rights of way and public land through the summer. You know, the trap program is kind of centered around these live traps, and the bounty program is kind of centered around the use of the live traps. Were the snares allowed in, why were the snares included in this proposal?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Phillips, the reason that you know, we propose this to include all the different types of traps, not just live traps as well as snares, is that we really felt, if you recall, you mentioned the discussion that we had for several months last year. And at that time, you know, the conflict really occurred with people that have hunting dogs or out pursuing birds. And we felt, you know, during the summer months, there really shouldn't be very many people on our public lands, because our public lands are for hunting, trapping, and fishing. So we felt that the potential conflicts for individuals to be having user conflicts during those summer months would be minimal.
Any other questions, comments? Somebody want to make a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yep.
Any discussion? Not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Very good. Next up there is